No one could have seen it coming. If there had been a high school poll about who was most likely not to hook up, December and Fame would have been the clear winners. The first time December laid eyes on Fame was during recess at Carver Elementary School. She was 8 and he was 9. The two instantly took a dislike to each other. She was wearing a yellow and green sundress and a pair of yellow sandals with matching ribbons in her long pigtails. She was jumping double dutch when Fame walked up and called her a black yuppie. Fame was about 2 inches shorter than her and rail thin.
"What you call me, boy?"
She stopped jumping rope to ask. Fame poked his frail little chest out and repeated himself.
"I said you a black yuppie, that's what."
December didn't have any idea what a yuppie was, not to mention a black one, but she didn't think she was one and was willing to fight to prove it. And that's what she did. First, she kicked Fame in the groin, then commenced to whoop up on his bony little behind. One of the teachers had to pull her off of him. December never told that it was Fame who started with her first. That was just the beginning of their feud. Over the years, there were more fights, and then as they got older, they still managed to make verbal digs at each other whenever possible. But toward the end of their high school careers, everything changed. The animosity gave way to a grudging respect. Fame admired her hustle. December had been voted most likely to succeed, best dressed, and most likely to be arrested. Plus, she had filled out nicely. And December couldn't help but notice that Fame was now a full 5 inches taller than her, with a swagger to match. Recognizing they were kindred spirits, her mouth more than matched his physical bravado about a month ago, Fame called December for what she assumed was to cop some weed or something. December was in the midst of her day, hustling her numerous products. But he hadn't dialed her up to purchase anything. He wanted a truce. And Fame's version of extending the olive branch was 5 pounds of exotic and expensive marijuana. Sour Diesel, Cali Kush, which rapper and weed aficionado Snoop Dogg had even endorsed as one of the best. Over the next month, they got to know each other better. She would visit him from time to time at his apartment to blow some trees, or play some Scrabble or Xbox 360 or Wii. They went to the movies, parks, took bike rides, and exchanged various gifts. She gave him a few outfits, and he gave her a diamond-encrusted heart-shaped pendant. And that was only the beginning. They had just come from playing laser tag and were sitting in his car in front of her mother's house when Fame asked her, "Move in with me?" December answered with a question of her own.
"Why me?"
"Because," he said, looking into her eyes, "I know I can trust you, and I think I may be in love with you." Adding, "Both are rare for me, because I trust only a few, and love even fewer." December was feeling Fame as much as he was feeling her, maybe more, if that was possible. And she was ready to get out of the house with her idiot stepfather. She couldn't stand living in the same space.
"If I said yes, and I'm not saying yes yet, when would you want me to move in?"
"Today," he said with a smile. "Or whenever you like." He obviously didn't want her to feel like he was pressuring her.